Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. With two grown children now, I've changed my share of diapers. But Norbert, not once did I consider that brown mess precious.
That's certainly not how I describe dirty diapers.
But it's true. Their poop was partially responsible for them staying healthy. Infants have little to no microbiome at birth. That's the bacteria that live in each person's gut.
Establishing a healthy one is crucial in developing a child's immune system and helping them avoid issues such as asthma, allergies, respiratory infections, diabetes, and obesity.
But that rule isn't limited to bacteria. The gut virome, which are the viruses in our gut, also keep us healthy. And we have 10 times more of these viruses than bacteria, which means there are close to a quadrillion viruses, which is one followed by 15 zeros.
Many of these viruses are bacteriophages, which means they attack bacteria, including the ones that harm us. A recent study of over 600 Danish one-year-olds looked at the viruses in their poop.
10,000 new viruses were found, and these had a role in shaping which bacteria populated the children's guts.
Already, poop transplants have been done to treat gut infections. Viral therapies are used in C. diff bacterial infections, which are potentially life-threatening. Similar viral therapies can also treat some forms of diet-induced obesity.
Here's some notoriety. The new viral families discovered in this study have been named after the children in the study. So there's the Amanda Verde and the Alberte Verde.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.